Welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Pet, the Kathy Mao podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Mao, and I'm your empowerment coach. I'm a speaker, I'm a podcast host of this podcast, obviously, and the creator of the BS Life, aka the Bliss Soft Life. And this podcast is a place where we let go of burnout, fear, perfectionism, and people pleasing, and instead, we create a life that feels aligned, peaceful, abundant, and completely authentic to who we are. Not just like on a physical human level, but on a spiritual soul level. So whether you're driving, walking, folding laundry, or simply taking a moment for yourself, thank you for spending this time with me. And right now, I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold, and then exhale. And remind yourself, I am exactly where I need to be. So today's episode is going to be personal, reflective, spiritual, and hopefully exactly what your soul needs. We're going to talk about my pregnancy update, which I always do during my solo episodes, the energy of July, why this month feels different, and how to intentionally create the rest of your year instead of simply surviving it. Dude, it is already July, the middle of July, and it's already the middle of this year. We're getting to the end of this year. It's pretty crazy. Like the end of the half of the year. And so let's reflect. What did you do in the first 6 months? You know, for me, I know that in the first 6 months, I've been just chilling. And it's okay. Usually I'm always like on the go, hustling, just doing things all the time. Because I'm type A. And that's just how my personality is. I'm always doing something. And right now, I'm just in a period of just trying to find peace, quiet, and just chillness before this baby comes. So, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make me more lazy or it doesn't make me less than. And honestly, it's something that I've been struggling with, right? Because for a long time, I valued my worth with productivity, and this baby or this pregnancy has taught me otherwise. And I just needed to not quantify my value with the production of whatever I'm making in my business or whatever it may be that you're quantifying your value. And it's usually the exact opposite. And so I've had the reality of like, okay, I'm actually making a baby. This is my last pregnancy. Just bask in motherhood, pregnancy. It's not going to be like this forever, and I'm never going to experience this again. So I've been creating peace and quiet for the first 6 months of this year. And at first it was tough, but I'm loving it. It's very, very different than what I'm used to because I've been on fight and flight mode my whole life. My parents actually owned a fast food restaurant. So I worked at my parents' restaurant ever since, what, like I was five. And our family just always knew a fast-paced life. Like, we never were able to chill. And if chill meant you need to do something to compensate for the chillness, like, I never understood what that meant. So taking the first 6 months of me time and not doing much has been pretty wild for me. Because now I'm, what, 37? So most of my life I've just been on the go, 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 doing, 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 doing. So doing the exact opposite is actually being productive. And I'm healing and I'm calming my nervous system. And that's work in itself. Right? So that's very important. So, like I said, we're already halfway through the year, and I want you to ask yourself, who have you become in the first 6 months of this year? And like I said, for me, I've become a more healed, more happy, and more, I feel grounded person than I was in the beginning of the year. And learning new skills of not putting my worth on being productive is huge. So I've been really working on myself, and I guess this is a great way for you to reflect if you haven't done so. Because when you're always doing something or you're having a goal, you never really reflect on how far you've come. You're always focused on, like, I'm doing this, 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 this. But instead, it's like, what have you done so far? And reflect and bask in the gratitude, or, you know, give yourself a pat on the back and be like, loving yourself for what you've done, the healing you've done, or the mindset shifts that you've had to change. Like, dude, that stuff is important. And we don't ever acknowledge ourselves for making those subtle changes. But those subtle changes are actually what moves the needle, what makes you change, what it actually grows and shifts your way of being and who you are as a person. And that shows growth. Even it's not on a surface level thing, physical level thing that you can see, but just the way you show up or your energy or how people can see it, maybe even, is a huge deal. And so I want you to sit down with yourself and reflect, what have you really done the first half of this year? Or maybe you haven't done the things that you want to, and don't beat yourself up for it. And just ask yourself, why have I not done that yet? What is holding you back? Right? Is it fear? Is it judgment? What is it? And just reflect. Because every time you reflect, that helps you really identify what is making you stay safe and complacent. And yeah, it could feel fine to stay safe and complacent, but if you're wanting more, if you're wanting change, if you're wanting to be better and growing, you're not going to grow and change your life if you never reflect and just sit down with yourself to understand what is actually going on. So taking little time for yourself daily is so crucial, is so important. It's actually the most productive thing you can do for yourself and for your soul and finding your life purpose, or whatever it is, the next step for you to go towards. And if you never find quiet time, you're never going to understand or listen or hear what it is. All right, I'm going to share with you guys my pregnancy update. So this is probably the last solo episode before baby boy comes. This is crazy because I will be 38 weeks when this episode airs on Friday. And I am going to be induced, or I have a scheduled induction date, 39 weeks, which is July 22nd. So yeah, this will be literally the last solo episode before my life changes drastically. Which is exciting. I'm so excited for him to come. At first, I was very stressed out. I think the last episode I was talking about all the stress. But in this episode, I am feeling more grounded. I'm feeling so excited. The hubby is actually on the same page as me. He's been being active, proactive, getting stuff done for a baby boy, buying things, prepping things. It's so nice to actually see him in action. And then, yeah, I got all the stuff that I wanted done for him. So I'm just waiting for this little dude to come. And I've been trying to manifest and connect to him on a soul level. I've been asking him, what do you want? What do you want? So you can come naturally. And I am praying that it comes naturally. I do not want to be induced. You know what the doctor said? That the first thing they're going to do is, since I already had a C-section with my first, so this time trying for a VBAC, so vaginal birth, because I really did not like my experience with the C-section. I had an epidural, obviously, because I was cut open, and that epidural made me itchy for like 2 days. I was not comfortable. I couldn't move. The recovery time for me was so long because I couldn't just sit around. That's just who I am. Like I said, I'm a very productive person, or I'm just used to doing things, and you want me to sit around all day? That ain't gonna happen. So I just want to experience vaginal birth or natural birth if I can, or as much natural that I can. And then I just want to experience this. So anywho, I was talking to baby boy, asking him, what is it that you want so mom can prep for you to come here healthy and we both have this natural experience together? Because again, giving birth is not just for me, it's also the baby's journey coming into this life, you know, into Earth. And he is also part of the plan. And what does he want? I need to get quiet and connect to him so then I can hear him and see what he wants or what he needs. And so I've been trying to do that. I've been feeling Braxton Hicks contractions, which are like little baby contractions, just to kind of prepare your body to have the real thing. I've been having it for the past 2 weeks and it's intensifying, but come on, just give me the real thing. I've been eating dates. I've been drinking this, raspberry tea leaf. I'm just trying all these things to see if I can induce this baby naturally. Please. But again, I gotta let go and surrender. And when I first heard that baby boy had to come out at 37 weeks because he was growing on the smaller side, I was so stressed. And then, like I said in my last episode, once I let go of expectations or let go of like, what is it that I wanted, and instead looked at it from his point of view of what he wanted, things have been going better and things are shifting. But again, there's still another level of letting go and surrendering. And again, I'm trying to focus on not me, right? Like, I don't want an induction, but again, I want natural birth. And again, this is my plan. So we'll see. Gotta keep breathing, letting go, woo-saw, right? But it's a lot. And at least I'm noticing. And that's one of the biggest powerful tools that you can have, is having the awareness. Awareness of like when you're being crazy, or if you're losing control, or if you're feeling fearful, or if you're feeling stressed, like noticing what that means and then taking a pause, reflecting, and then be like, okay, is this working out? If it's not, then let's change the plans, right? And that's the beauty and power that you have. You can choose to change your mindset, your energy, change the fear, and do whatever you want to make it, or make that negative experience that you're having, or negative thought or emotions that come up, it's there to tell you something. But it takes power and your own power and awareness to be like, notice, okay, what is this really telling me? What is it teaching me? Grounding yourself, breathing, whew, and then taking the next action. If you want to continue down fear or this crazy path of emotions, or if you want to look at the brighter side and just kind of shift that energy and mindset. And so I've been doing that a lot lately. And right, nothing is perfect. And I'm a coach myself, and I'm still learning through this process, but every day I feel like as long as I'm trying, then that's all I can do, right? Not being hard on myself. So if you're struggling with something right now, I know my twin is going through a big change as well in her life. And I think it's more of her career or path or something like that. And she's just like, this energy is so different. It's so weird. But I really feel like it's because July energy is so different. July is the middle of the year, and it's the end like the half end of the year. So July can be different. And plus the energies, the astrology that's going on and the moons and all this stuff. It's all about change. But have you noticed if July is feeling different for you? If so, then take a pause and reflect. Slow down, reconnect. Because even if you don't follow astrology or spiritual energy, nature itself teaches us this. We've moved through 6 months of experiences, wins, disappointments, lessons, growth. Now life gives us this beautiful opportunity to check in, not to judge ourselves, but to ask, is the life I'm living actually the life my soul wants? That's a powerful question. And this is exactly, so crazy, my sister was going through this. And then this is exactly what is needed. And I feel like the collective needs to hear this. And the funny thing is, every time I do a solo podcast episode, I really sit down with myself and I ask the universe, guys, whatever it is, to see what topic I should talk about. And for some reason today, I really want to talk about the energy of July and not just lecture and teach you guys lessons or tools, etc. I mean, I still throw that in, but the main message that came through was like, okay, reset, pause, reflect, and talk about what we can do to keep moving forward into the soul purpose, into your soul purpose, into what you need to do the next or the rest of the year. So I want you to ask, is the life I'm living actually the life my soul wants right now? Which is so important. And think about it. That's a powerful question, right? Because sometimes we're achieving goals that don't even belong to us. Sometimes we're chasing success while sacrificing peace. Sometimes we're climbing a ladder, leaning against the wrong wall because of the expectations, because of the traumas, because of what society has told us or what the matrix has told us that it is right. And for example, my twin, she's an attorney and she's a divorce attorney. And so right now she's like, oh, man, I love helping people, but there's something missing. Like, there's a layer piece that is missing from her job and her life purpose. And it's so stressful for her. And she's such a good, loving person. She loves all her clients. She does her best. But again, when you're an attorney, it's always up to the judge, right? And you really never know whatever or how to control a situation. It's really out of your hand. She can only do her best, but there's always this kind of negative feedback she gets from judges or the outcomes of certain things. And I keep telling her, it's because the universe is telling you right now, there's something missing, or this is not your path, and it's leading you into it right now. And I remember when I was starting to find my life purpose. And if you're new here and you don't know my story, so I went through infertility, and then I found out I had endometriosis, and then that led me into my life purpose. But when I was going through all of my hardships in life, and I kept getting signs of negative things, or there's really not really negative things, but things not going your way or signs and synchronicities that keep telling you, this isn't it, or it's not going your way, or it's adding stress or something. It's telling you to navigate a different way. So every time I was trying to have a kid a certain way, I had to keep learning lessons. I had miscarriages, etc. Like, I had to keep learning until I learned the lesson. And then it led me into exactly where I needed to be. And then I just knew. And I was like, oh my gosh. All of this happened because I needed to go down that route in order to learn the lessons so then I can show up doing and being in my life purpose, which feels so fantastic and amazing. Like, being here talking to you guys, I love it. And I never thought I would become a speaker, but I spoke on stage for the first time in May at my first real big event. And I spoke in front of like 50 people on a real big stage, and I was just like nervous, but it was just so empowering. It just felt so right, and who would have known I would be a speaker? And look at me now doing podcast episodes. I'm already like, what, 160 something episodes in, which is amazing. And little Kathy would have never known that I would be a speaker of some sort, or even having my own podcast and being that Asian quiet kid trying to disappear and never speak up. Look at me now. I'm living my life purpose and doing exactly what society has told me what I should be doing. And that never felt right for me. Right? So maybe you're chasing success, like I said, and sacrificing your peace, or achieving goals that don't even belong to you, or climbing a ladder where it's against the wrong wall. And a lot of us are doing that. And if it's the wrong wall, you'll know. And it's, say like you're stuck in a 9-to-5 job that's so meaningless, you hate it so much, but you're just doing just to make money. Know that that's not your life purpose. You're just stuck. You're stuck in the matrix. You're stuck with complacency. And you'd rather be miserable knowing that you're miserable than actually doing the thing that makes you light up and be happy. You should be doing that instead, by the way. Even though it can be scary and you don't know the outcome, but trust yourself enough that it will work out. And I had to take a gamble on myself. I'm still taking gambles on myself all the time. But I'd rather take gambles and have growth and conquering my fears. And when I do conquer it, it feels so good. Even though it's hard in the beginning, but when I keep doing it, and then I reflect and see, like, dang, I actually overcame that. Like, dude, it's just like the best feeling ever. And I want this for everybody. I want you guys to truly live your soul purpose, to live life. Because we're only here for a short amount of time. And if you cannot love and live your life to the fullest, then you ain't living. That's all I'm saying. You're wasting your time on this lifetime. Why do that? Why? Stop wasting time, because time is very, very short, actually. But anywho, so July is such a great way to reset your energy, to reflect. And I really feel like the July energy is trying to tell you to really focus on inwards. Focus inwards, reflect, and really talk to yourself and get clarity on what you truly want. And I know it can be hard. So if you need help with this, I can help you either through a card reading, which I pull cards, I'll coach you to through the process to see what the next step is, and angels and guides will come through in the cards. Or I can do a one-on-one empowerment coaching session, which we will be doing an hour session of truly talking about what is holding you back, what are the fears, what are the things, and then I'll help you and give you tools and to really and truly empower you and make up a plan to shift you forward, move you forward. So those are two options. You don't have to do it by yourself that way. And if you want to book that, it is in the link below, or you can go check out my website, www.kathymount.com. But a July energy, man, it's about shifting, changing. Stop creating the same energy. I just feel like it's like a huge change that needs to happen. The whole collective and the energies are pushing you that way to change, and angels and guides are there to help and be there for you. So don't think that you're doing this all by yourself, by the way. You are getting help. You are allowed to get help from them. You just gotta ask. Remember, just ask them for help and they will. July is about the middle, right? Reset. And it's perfect timing to do that, is all of what the energy is. So instead of asking yourself, what haven't I accomplished? I want you to ask yourself, who am I today? What no longer feels aligned? What habits are draining me? What relationships need healthier boundaries? Where am I settling? Where am I hiding? And where have I outgrown an old version of myself? Because growth doesn't always look like adding more. Sometimes growth looks like letting go. And like I said in the very beginning, I've let go of a lot of things, and that's growing. Like releasing what no longer serves you is a hard thing to do. So if you could do like 1% of that, that's clearing negative energy or energy that you do not need, and you can bring in at least 1% of energy that you do need or that serves you, right? Think about that. Imagine if you let go of 50%, half of that old energy will be gone. You place it with energy or good energy that you need. Guess what? Think about how much things you can accomplish and how much stuff that you can achieve, right? Isn't that crazy? If you think about it that way. So I really want you to add the BS life into all of this. And if you don't know what the BS life really means, because people ask me all the time because it's my concept, like, what exactly is the BS life? And I tell them it isn't about being less, it's about living differently. So the bliss off life isn't laziness. It's intentional living. It's choosing peace over proving, presence over perfection, alignment over hustle, joy over burnout. Because your nervous system matters, and we don't talk enough about our nervous system. And our nervous system is honestly trained to be on fight and flight mode at a young age. And again, this is what the matrix is doing, and this is what the human experience is, and it's to overcome that, right? And I want you to remember your energy matters, your power matters, your happiness matters. And you weren't created to constantly feel overwhelmed. You were created to experience life. So when your nervous system is regulated, you hear your intuition. You make better decisions. You attract healthier relationships. You become magnetic, not because you changed who you are, but because you finally came home to yourself. You remembered your power. Remember you're the soul being. You allow yourself to fully live, feel exactly how your soul wants to. And when you do come on Earth, you do forget of that's part of the process, right? It's part of the learning experience of being a soul being, because when you're a soul being, you are this amazing, powerful thing. And coming to Earth, you're like on a lower vibrational place. And so this is where you learn lots of lessons without all of the powers and stuff. But when you can finally remember parts of your soul, you start igniting it again. You start using your powers. You start living. And it feels so good to be on that side. Okay. So I want to give you your soul homework. Okay. So if you have a journal, if you can go grab it, or you can just save this and pause it for later when you do have a journal. So I want you to really journal on this later. So maybe light a candle while you're doing this to make it feel more relaxing, or pour your favorite drink, sit outside in the sun while you do this. And I want you to ask yourself these questions. What am I proud of this year? What has challenged me so far? What has life been trying to teach me? Where am I resisting change? What version of me am I ready to release? What do I want my life to feel like over the next 6 months? And notice I didn't ask, what do you want to achieve? I asked, how do you want your life to feel? Because your feelings create your actions. Your actions create your habits. Your habits create your future. And let me repeat that again. That is so important, because your feelings create your actions, right? Because We're very emotional beings. And say if you're motivated, you're going to go and do that thing. If you're sad and you're in fear, you're going to stop and retract and not do things, right? So when you have very clear feelings, and then it's going to create the actions and what you do with those feelings. And then your actions create your habits, right? Your habits is like what you do on a daily basis. So say a person that goes to the gym all the time or that works out Monday through Friday, right? They have that habit and they created that for themselves on a daily basis. When you do have your habits, you create your future. And so let me give you an example. When I first started working out, I didn't have the habit of having the determination to go to the gym every day, but I had the feeling of, man, I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. And that ignited something within me. So then I went to the gym Monday through Friday during my lunch hours. So that created those actions to work out every day so then I can have the body type or be healthy, what I wanted, right? And so I kept doing it every single week, going to the gym, and that created a habit. So now I've been working out, I started when I was 25, now I'm almost 38, over 10 years, right? And now if I don't work out, I feel like shit. Like, I don't feel energized. I feel like my brain is foggy and I'm just in a bad mood. It's crazy. It's a habit that I need to do. And I've been working out this whole pregnancy, even till today, about to be 38 weeks, still working out, guys, and walking 30 minutes a day. So there is no excuse. That's what I'm saying. I created this habit that I have to. And then your habits create your future. So now I know that I'm just a healthy person. And that's going to create a future of me being healthy, being able to be active with my kids. That's what I wanted. And I'm getting that goal. Right? Isn't that beautiful? And I was thinking about it today on my walk. I was like, dang, I'm about to be 38 weeks and yet I'm still energized. I'm still walking. I heard stories how other women at this point in time, they're bedridden and they can't move. They feel like shit. All these things. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds miserable. Even though I feel discomfort and I don't love eating, etc., whatever it is. But for the most part, I'm like, dude, I can still move and do all these things and still be like pretty much me pre-pregnancy. That's incredible. Like, I'm incredible. Holy smokes. And then every time I get my blood pressure, and I've been going to like appointments twice a week nowadays, and they're all like, dude, you look great. Like, the doctors are like, you look great. Your numbers are great. You don't have high blood pressure, and the blood pressure is always great. Like, dude, isn't that great? So your emotions, your feelings create your actions. Your actions will create your habits, and the habits will create your future. So remember that, okay? And the three things to focus on for the rest of the year that I want you to do is, number one, protect your energy. We are energetic beings. Everything here on the earth is energy. So protect it with all your might. That's like the number one thing you need to do. If you can't do anything else, at least do that. Okay? Protect your energy, because not everything deserves your attention. Not every opinion deserves your reaction, and not every opportunity deserves your yes. And remember, your peace is sacred, so guard it. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months, and it's been amazing. All right, number two, follow what lights you up. Your intuition whispers before your fear starts shouting. So listen to the whisper. Take one courageous step. You don't need the whole staircase. You just need the next step, okay, to get you closer to where you should be. And again, to hear your intuition, you gotta get quiet. This is why I gave you journaling prompts. This is why I want you to reflect right now. And what perfect timing in July, because July energy is all about change and about helping you move and shift towards where you need to be. All right, number three, become the person your future is waiting for. Don't wait until January, the New Year's resolution, or cut it off. Try to do it as soon as possible. Don't wait until life is perfect, because life will never be perfect. And don't wait until you're more confident. And trust me, you're not going to be more confident until you actually take the actions to do it. And then you just do it. You're not going to be more confident, because you're just going to psych yourself out more and more and more. And then you're just going to just get discouraged more and more. Trust me, I've been there, I've done that, so it don't work. So become that person now. Even if you're not that person now, just do it. Take action, do whatever, and you will become that person. And you can start doing it just by thinking like who you want to be, speaking like that person, treating yourself like that person, loving yourself like that person. And this is why, like, visualization is so important, because when you can visualize where you want to be or who you're going to be, or however the feeling that you get to create, you feel more empowered. You get to see it in real time, even though it's not happening right now. In this moment in time, it's still happening, right? And you can see, you can vision it. You're like, man, that goal looks reasonable. It can happen. And so you're determined to get to that goal. So every decision is a vote for the person you're becoming. So make that decision to get closer to your happiness, your goals, the life that you want to live. And only you can create that for yourself. Nobody else can do that, by the way. And remember, like, dude, if I can create babies after being told I'm infertile, having endometriosis is harder to have babies, and the best way to have a baby is through IVF. And even though I did IVF, it didn't work. And I have two babies and naturally conceived. Like, dude, if I can make it happen, then having miscarriages before each pregnancy, if I can make this happen, you can make whatever you want happen. And this is actual fact. And I have done everything. Whatever I told you, I've done it. I've been there. It's proof. So I'm just living proof and telling and sharing what I've done, so you guys can take the shortcut and do exactly what I told you to create the life that you want. And all you got to do is just do it. That's the best part. You don't have to, like, be like me. Oh, let me just try it out. Let me do trial, test, error. Because the first time, it was a trial test for me. I wasn't sure. But then the second time, happened exactly the same thing again, miscarriage. And then I had to work on myself, do all these things to confirm whatever I did in my first pregnancy is what I had to do the second time. Boom, I got pregnant. And this time around, I'm, like, healthier. It's crazy. And I'm older. So if you're telling me that it's not going to work, well, I'm telling you, that's your fear holding you back, okay? And it's worked for me, and proving this to you, because I did it already once, and this is the second time, okay? So if this year hasn't gone the way you planned, you're not behind. Life isn't pushing you. Life is preparing you. Sometimes the greatest blessings come wrapped inside delays. Sometimes the detours become the destination. And maybe this year wasn't meant to be about accomplishing more. Maybe it was about becoming more authentic, more grounded, more trusting, more compassionate, more you. And really, honestly, I feel like I'm more me than I ever have, even though I've slowed down this whole year. I feel like I'm connecting to the version of the empowering speaker that I never knew existed, and it didn't show up this year. And I love that. I love that energy for myself, you know? So remember, you're in self-discovery. Just trust, let it be. And I want to end this today with a closing activation. So if you can, if you're not driving or anything, or you can save it for later to do, I want you to close your eyes for just a moment and take a deep breath in. Hold. And release. And I want you to imagine yourself standing on December 31st, 2026, and you're looking back on the second half of the year. What would make you proud? Not because of what you earned, not because of what you accomplished, but because of who you became. Picture yourself. Feel your confidence. Feel your peace. Feel your joy. And now ask yourself, what can I do today that you would thank yourself for? So what is that? One small action. That's all transformation ever asks of us. Then I want you to take another deep breath in. Oh, and release. I hope this episode really helped give you some reflection and some motivation, or just to start thinking and changing your energy around, because this is what needs to happen. And if you're here listening, that means it is time for you to make a change. So thank you so much for spending this time with me today. And if this episode spoke to your heart, please share it with someone who may need this reminder. And leave a review, subscribe to my podcast, and tag me on Instagram so I can hear what resonated with you. Remember, you don't need permission to create a beautiful life. You don't have to hustle your way into worthiness. You don't have to become someone else. Your power has always been within you. This is your invitation to trust yourself again, to choose yourself again, to come home to yourself again. Because that's the true BS life. Until next time, keep choosing joy, keep choosing peace, keep igniting your power, and live the BS life. I'll see you in the next episode. And last but not least, again, if you're called to really work with me one-on-one, book that one-on-one empowerment session or that one-on-one numerology card reading. Trust me, every person who has done it has gotten great results and has gotten so much clarity to move forward. And I have not had one person not change their life positively after one of these sessions. So if you really are called to make a change right now and start your second half of the year right, book that session at www.kathymao.com. All right, I'll see you in my next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss-soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!